Do the safety contact?
Good morning, Chairman Downing, members of the board. Just as a reminder, if the fire alarm goes off, please exit to my right or left, behind you, in front of you. Cross Fifth Street and assemble at the corner of Fifth and F Street there on the sidewalk as the lawn is fenced off. Our safety contact, as we all know, the Memorial Day weekend is an unofficial start of summer, and it's important to enjoy it safely. There are steps people can take to help stay safe while they have fun over the holiday weekend. Drive safely. With many people traveling over the holiday weekend, it's more important than ever to drive safely. People should be well rested and alert, use their seat belts, observe speed limits, and follow the rules of the road. If anyone plans on drinking alcohol, I'm sure none of us do, they should designate a driver who won't be drinking. Other tips for a safe trip would include: drivers should give full attention to the road, avoid distractions such as cell phones, leave ample room when behind other vehicles, use caution in work zones, make frequent stops when traveling long distances, clean the vehicle's lights and windows, especially at night, turn the vehicle's headlights on as dusk approaches or during inclement weather, use high beams on rural roads unless approaching or following a vehicle. Safe grilling. The onset of the grilling season often results in injuries and fires due to careless cooking practices. These simple steps can help. If you follow these simple steps, it will help you stay safe while enjoying your tasty cookout treats. Never grill indoors. Always supervise a grill when in use and make sure everyone, including pets, stay away from the grill. Keep the grill out in the open, away from the house, the deck, tree branches, or anything that could catch fire. Use the long-handled tools, especially made for cooking on the grill. Never add charcoal starter fluid when coals have already been ignited. Always follow the manufacturer's instructions when using grills. Be ready to close the lid and turn off the grill to cut off the fuel if necessary. Keep a fireproof pan under the grill to catch any falling ash or grease. Lastly, water safety. Learning to swim is one of the best steps someone can take to be comfortable and safe around water. Swim only in designated areas, supervised by lifeguards. Always swim with a buddy. Do not allow anyone to swim alone. Prevent unsupervised access to the water. Install and use barriers around your home pool or hot tub. Maintain constant supervision. Always stay within arm's reach of young children, even if lifeguards are present. Know what to do in an emergency. If a child is missing, check the water first. Know how and when to call 911 or the local emergency number. Have appropriate rescue equipment, a phone, life jacket, and a first aid kit near the pool. Chairman Downey, this concludes our safety contact. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Doherty. Do I have any comments on the agenda? A motion to accept the agenda?
So moved.
And a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Agenda is agreed to. We have minutes from our April 24th meeting. Any comments on the minutes? No. I have a motion to approve.
So moved.
Second. And
all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. This morning, we have just one item on the committee agenda. Chief Pavlik will be reporting to us on a very positive quarterly security report, which I look forward to hearing. Before we get to that, I would like to announce that Metro has recently been awarded for 2014 a Certificate of Merit in the Safety and Security Excellence Awards by the American Public Transit Association at this year's Bus and Paratransit Conference, which was held earlier this month. The WMATA submission, entitled Bus Safety in Motion, showcased our safety measurement system, which allows management to measure overall safety, system safety, and implement actions to improve it. These are the actions that our bus operations are taking to follow up on trends and incidents that are being tracked through the safety management system. Core safety improvements on the bus fleet include drive cam, closed circuit TV, strobe lights on top of the buses, and the reflective chevron decals on the back of the buses. The Bus Safety Award Committee commended Metro's hard work, dedication, and commitment to safety, and recognized the safety culture embraced by staff and executive leadership. I know we're all pleased with this recognition. I think we'll all take this as a further opportunity to even improve further, but congratulations on what we have achieved. Let me turn the floor over now to Chief Pavlik.
Good morning, Mr. Downey, members of the board. I'm here today to present our first quarter crime rate for 2014 compared to 2013. I'm pleased to report for the first quarter this year, our overall rail crime rate is down 45% when compared to 2013. We recognize that this year we start off with some unusual foul weather, which impacted our local and state governments, federal governments where they were closed, as well as schools, which also impacted our ridership, which also impacted our crime rate. For the first quarter of this year, I'm pleased to report that our theft of electronic devices is down by over 40%, and our theft of stolen bicycles are down by 50% when compared to 2013. We're continuing to use an array of deployment tactics to combat both these crimes, and I'm pleased to report we estimate about one-third of our Metro bike customers have registered their bike online with us and have received one of our free U-locks, the recommended locks that we are using right now. When we look at our bus crime for this quarter, it's down about 20% compared to 2013. We experienced the greatest reduction with the offenses of armed robbery and aggravated assaults. Just like our rail crime, we saw a little increase in our theft snatch of electronic devices on buses. Last quarter, 2013, we had 18 of these events compared to 15. So we had a three difference there between 13 and 14. Our assaults on our bus operators have remained the same. For the first quarter this year, we had 15 events and the same number last year at the same time. Most of these assaults are simple in nature, where the operator is spit on, pushed, shoved, an object thrown on them, and in some cases, a liquid poured on them. We looked at our crime stats and we realized our trends that most of our bus operator assaults are occurring after 4 p.m. So we're looking at our current deployment strategy with our dedicated bus officers and see if we shouldn't redeploy some of those assets later in the day. So we're looking at that now, and hopefully that reduction, or we'll see a reduction in our bus operator assaults. When we look at our parking lot crime, the first quarter of 2014, we did see a slight increase. As Ms. Burnside reported in last month's Vital Signs report, two stations accounted for about 40% of our parking lot crime the first quarter. It was respectively Wheaton and Fort Totten. We had two bad days at each of those stations respectively, where at the Wheaton station we had 11 events in one day. In Fort Totten we had 9 events in one day. And that accounted for about 40% of our parking lot crime for the first quarter. If you extrapolated January out and just looked at February and March, we would actually go back to a lower crime rate with less than one incident per million customers. So January was an anomaly month. Hopefully we're going to continue to see that parking lot crime trend downward. It's been trending downward for the last several years. We continue to work our local jurisdictions, providing them smart trip cards so their officers too can check our parking lots. And we're also putting officers and employees who can't perform their normal duties in our parking lots, and that seems to be working very well. We look at our Part 1 crimes against property, as I reported earlier. Kind of a mixed experience here. We did see the theft of electronic devices reduced, as well as bicycle theft. So we're going to continue to deploy our directed uniform patrol in this area. And is what we're doing now is with our casual clothes teams, through our CompStat and MetroStat process, once those hot spots and trends pop up, we deploy casual clothes teams or sometimes saturated uniform patrol, depending on the crime, and addressing those hot spots real time. So really through analytical data and really letting crime stats really drive our deployment is how we're deploying our officers. When we look at our Part 1 crimes against person, it's been reduced in every category. It's particularly noteworthy to see reduction in these crimes, as some of these crimes can be violent in nature. The reduction in overall Part 1 crimes in the metro system can be contributed to the weather that I talked about earlier, but it's also been a lot of hard work, you know, using directed deployment, relentless follow-up with our crime analysis, and every deployment as far as rail, bus, and parking lots. Last fall, we reorganized the department to better reflect the crime patterns of the system, and we're simply policing a lot smarter now. I'm proud of the excellent work by our police officers so far, and I'm cautiously optimistic that we'll meet our KPI for 2014. Our sexual harassment campaign, that's a continuing endeavor that we've seen. We've had 4 less incidents in this quarter compared to 2013. In early April, we participated in Global Guardian, which was a nationwide event where all transit properties throughout the world joined together and simply gave the message that sexual misconduct would not be tolerated in a public system. We also continue to work with our local advocacy groups throughout the year. We're training our police officers on sexual harassment and how to be worthy of those and how to take a complaint and how serious those complaints are. We're also working on our Metro employees, and we're continuing to advertise in our system to reduce these incidents of sexual harassment. So that concludes my report. I'd be happy to take any questions at this time.
Questions for Chief Fabbs?
Just Chief, on the sexual harassment, if you could put that slide back up. Could you just explain the difference between criminal and criminal non-sexual?
Sure. So criminal and criminal non-sexual would be if I assaulted you, it would be a simple assault. But if I grabbed your buttocks, it'd be sexual in nature. So we try to separate it. Was it a sexual assault or was it just a simple assault? And it varies from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. Some jurisdictions have sexual offenses in numerous degrees, and some don't. So because of the tri-state jurisdiction, that's the way we break it down.
So in your example, grabbing the buttocks would be criminal?
Correct.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Criminal sexual.
Criminal sexual,
well,
right.
Yeah.
And then non-sexual, right. So that would be non-sexual if I just hit you or spit on you.
But you included here because it was reported in through
the sexual harassment, correct.
Harassment,
yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. One more way that our customers can get information to us. A lot of the improvement, as you describe it, is due to your restructuring and redeployment of resources. Can you provide a couple of examples of what's been done?
Sure. Prior to September, we had a Special Operations Bureau. Basically, Special Operations Bureau had our explosive canine unit, our motorcycle unit, our dedicated Metro bus enforcement unit, all of your more specialized units. We looked at the crime, and we felt there wasn't a better accountability. So is what we did. We broke that Special Operations Division down, and we broke that back down into two bureaus. We put some of those assets in our Patrol Operations Bureau, and we put some of those assets in our Homeland Security Bureau. So it streamlined the communication internally within our own police department and provided really greater accountability.
And more flexibility as to how they
right.
would be used.
So, and that being said, you good point there, because it's a collective bargaining agreement, because of the language in the contract, we had to be cautious of how you fill spots and move vacancies around. So it gave management a better tool to use our resources.
Other questions, comments? All I can say is keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir.
And with that, I believe we can adjourn the meeting.
A 15-minute meeting.